Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Afternoon, welcome. It's Drew Garabo Live. I'm Drew Garabo. Great to be here. Nice to have you there. Let me introduce you to my man, John Senek.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Heard you on the radio this morning.
Oh, yeah, you know, silly me.
It's interesting hearing your voice because you've got a really good phone connection. Like, I don't know what's up with your cell or where you're calling from, but, man, when you're calling us, when you called the Mike Calta show this morning, it's a great connection.
That's insane, and I've heard that multiple times. Just for reference point, that is the Google Pixel 2. My provider is Verizon. That's all the information that I can give you about my phone.
Yeah, I'm on Verizon as well, and now I have the 11, but I don't think I have that good of a connection. I don't think I've actually called anybody on the radio station, but you sound amazing.
Thanks.
As you were not backpedaling, but trying to explain how. Now, why wouldn't you throw Mo under the bus?
I did.
Okay, good.
You must have missed that part because I said, well, first of all, I can't throw anybody under the bus for my own failures.
Sure, you can.
I'm trying to navigate life as a somewhat temporarily handicapped man.
Yep.
So the things that I normally do are different, and I may place things down and then, you know, not pick them back up.
Right.
So, I forgot something here yesterday.
Sure.
I reached out to Mo immediately. I said, please search for this. Help me find this. I think I left it there. Absolutely not. I've looked under the desk, on the desk, everywhere possible. It's not there. Needless to say, it was here.
It was there. Like, it was right there.
Yeah, so I guess Galvin found it. We're talking about a vape pen is what we're talking about.
Yeah, otherwise known as a murder weapon.
Yes, yes. So it was one of those. And it was sitting right here next to me where I sit every day. Not that I was using it or anything.
No, certainly not. But the fact that it was right next to you and that Galvin found it when it was right next to him, yet Mo either could not or would not find it, I find curious in this whole thing.
Yeah, well, Galvin even said, he said it was so blatant. It was literally sitting right here. So then when I recalled Mo out, I texted him, or he texted me maybe and apologized. And he said, he doesn't like to mess or look at the windows. You know, there's been a lot of drama surrounding the windows.
Right.
So he says he doesn't even look toward the window, which would make sense.
Okay, I guess that does make sense then.
But yeah, I retrieved it. Thank you to the Mike Calta show and Mike Calta for, everything's good.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Those are our numbers. We got a lot of stuff to get to today. But first and foremost, it's National Dessert Day, and I think that's worthy of some conversation.
There's a lot of conversation to be had about desserts. Does anything that's sweet constitute as a dessert? Because when you think dessert, to me, I think like a dish, like a prepared dessert. If I eat cookies at midnight, is that a dessert?
No, that's like a snack, like a sweet snack.
But is a cookie a dessert?
If after dinner you are served a plate of two or more chocolate chip cookies or any other type of cookies, that will function as a dessert. Dessert is a meal.
Okay, so it's about a meal and the placement of the meal, not about the food itself.
I believe dessert is the fourth meal. And that's from my upbringing when my mom would serve dinner. And then afterwards, she'd make coffee for my mom and my dad. And then the dessert dishes would be served, and it'd usually be chocolate pudding, some Breyers ice cream. Sometimes she'd make an apple Betty.
Can I just stop you for a second? Why do older people drink coffee at night after dinner?
I don't know.
Does it keep them up? Do they want to keep it going a little longer?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't do it yet.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not that old yet.
Yeah, I just think of all the older people that I've known in my life that have done that. And it's like, when you drink coffee to start your day, you're starting your day. But when you're having it after dinner, are you thinking to yourself, I want to get a little more out of my night tonight?
When I'm out to dinner and I know I'm going out afterwards, I'll have a nice cup of coffee with either after the meal or if there is a dessert. You know what I like when it comes to dessert? is the dessert that you don't think you like, and then you get it, and you never would have gotten it, but you got it, and it's good.
Oh, man.
Does that make any sense at all?
It makes absolute sense. I just had, a few weeks ago, I went to Maggiano's. It was the first time, one of the first times I've ever been there, and I ordered something that I would never order called butter cake.
Butter cake.
Butter cake.
What's that?
Hold on. I want to give you a, it's called Gigi's Butter Cake. It is a super sweet, rich St. Louis original treat.
Huh.
It's a gooey butter cake. It was just like.
How would you describe it? Is it a vanilla cake?
It was vanilla. Like, it wasn't overly rich or anything, but it was just slight and sweet and melted in your mouth. And decadent, maybe?
Yeah, that's a good word.
Is a good word to use, but it was one of the better dessert dishes that I've had in my life, I think.
Any chocolate dessert can't qualify as a sleeper dessert in my eyes, because chocolate is always my go-to. If you've got a chocolate lava cake, chocolate tuxedo cake, flourless chocolate torte, no matter what you have chocolate, that's always going to be my first seed and my go-to. It's those desserts that you never would have ordered if it hadn't. Perfect example, Friday night, my son and I are eating at Beechwood in Oldsmar, and we ask for the same girl when we go in there, Daniela. She's a really nice girl. She's a phenomenal server.
Oh, wow. You got a, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like she likes my son a lot, and she's, forget what country she's from. She's got a really cool accent. She just does a great job. And we get to the end of the meal, and she goes, "You guys have to try our bread pudding." And I was like, I'm never going to order a bread pudding. I don't dislike bread pudding, but I'm never going to see a bread pudding on the menu and go, hey, after that meal that I just had, give me that square of bread pudding. But I will tell you, I didn't even like any of the things that she listed. She said it's a bread pudding with a homemade praline ice cream and candied walnuts on there.
What the hell is a praline? Is that like a walnut?
It's a nut, yeah.
A candied nut?
It's a candied nut. And I thought that description doesn't do anything for me. But I will tell you, it was a ninja of a dessert, because I got it and it totally secretly destroyed my world. It was amazing, and I'm so glad I did.
Well, those are also foods that you never would like have at home. I'm sure some people do, but you know, you're not just gonna whip up a batch of bread pudding. Like, right. Those are things that you mostly get out and about. So bread pudding's damn good.
Bread pudding's unreal. My favorite all-time non-chocolate dessert, though, has to be the pineapple upside down cake. I am so fascinated by the concept. I love the taste of it. I love the candied cherries on top. I love the fact that it's a pineapple ring. You don't like the pineapple upside down cake?
I gotta tell you, I've never had one, and I never would have one.
Why? How do you know you don't like it?
There's not many things in this life that I'm just like, won't try. Like, that just has no interest. No interest. I don't like, first of all, not the biggest pineapple fan, especially not in like a sweet, like out of all the flavors I could have a cake, pineapple?
Yeah, it's delicious.
But it tastes like pineapple.
Right. There's something about the dry texture of the cake and then the moist, sweet, sticky topping. Something about that works for me. You don't need an ice cream to make it a la mode. Key lime pie is another fine dessert. So I think if we're rating desserts on National Dessert Day, there has to be chocolate and everything else, right? Like, those are the two categories for desserts. Chocolate desserts and everything else.
Well, for you, yeah.
Right, because I love, love, love chocolate. So then everything else has to be in a separate category. Drew Grabo Live, who am I speaking to?
Diane,
it sure is a pleasure to speak with you today. I'm Drew Grabo. There's my partner, John Senning.
Hey, John. Hey, Drew.
Hey,
you
Diane.
You guys have some misinformation.
Misinformation already? The show is barely five minutes old. We've been talking about desserts. What's the misinformation we have, Diane?
Anna actually found the pen last night and called it out on her show.
Oh,
I believe it's a Sunshine True Leaf pen.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, right. Those details not necessary here, but okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, all right.
And try the pineapple upside down cake. It's marvelous.
Thank you. Oh, well, thanks for telling us that. That's good. I mean, I guess I would wonder why she wouldn't.
Well, I mean, she would probably, I mean, I don't know.
She said she was going to leave it right where it was.
That's what I would have done, too.
Yeah,
I'd definitely do that, too. All right, well, thank you for ratting her out and throwing her under the bus. We appreciate that.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, darling.
I was reminded, it was just somebody on Twitter, Mike C, reached out to me when I said something about going to Maggiano's, that you have to try the butter cake.
Yeah.
And I did because of this dingleberry right here.
Why does he have to be a dingleberry?
Well, I'm just saying he came back now saying you're welcome for the butter cake referral.
Oh, that's why he's a dingleberry.
Well, yeah, still a nice guy. I appreciate the recommendation.
Brit so much. Amish peanut butter pie, lemon pound cake, key lime pie. There's something about a lemon pound cake with that icing. I don't know what it is.
Now, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I find all citrusy desserts, the key lime, the lemon tarts, all these things you talk about to be grotesque.
Right.
Something I don't even want to dabble in. But I get that. That guy, when they brought in the...
It just sounded like you said that S turned me around.
Oh,
if
sorry.
You go back and listen to the replay, exactly.
Okay.
I know you didn't.
Okay, yeah, but that turned me around because it was kind of like a creamsicle.
Yeah, that was so unexpected because I didn't know what another man's kumquat would taste like.
Yeah.
Like, I was curious about it, as most of us can be, but I thought to myself, I'm never going to have an opportunity to guzzle down another man's kumquat.
Let alone another man's kumquat cream pie.
Right. Like, I would think that, especially of all the forms of kumquat that I could consume, that would be the most unsettling and unfamiliar.
Yeah, yeah. If I was raising kumquats and had my own kumquat cream pie, I'd keep it close to the vest and not just go, you know, shilling it out to some radio douchebags.
Right. Like, what do you know about us that you're going to let us sample your kumquat cream pie? But I'm telling you what, I'm sure glad that he did.
Well, and his wife, I believe we talked to her. She was glad to let us give it a try as well.
I know. I found that to be the most curious she was so willing to allow us to just guzzle down the strange man's kumquat pie. Delicious, by the way. Hope he spreads his kumquat over here again. Drew Grabo Live, who are you?
About that time.
It is. Oh, your door is ajar.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, what's up, Aaron? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hey, so I'm gonna be a true Florida boy here at Republic Bakery. I'm typically a chocolate guy as well. If you've not had Publix's Chantilly cake, bro, you haven't lived.
Hold up one sec. Chantilly cake. Because the cashier at that secret Publix on 54 and Gun yesterday, or Sunday rather, she told me I needed to try their icebox cake if I ever saw that. I've never seen that. But she told me I needed to try that one. Chantilly cake.
Oh, this doesn't look good, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got like layers of fruit and crap in there. No, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Eat it cold. It's amazing.
You know what? You can eat cold.
This kind of looks interesting, like a berries and cream thing. Back to the icebox cake. Are you familiar with this?
Uh-uh.
So my fiance's mom made one for me years ago for the first time, and now it's one of my favorite things to have around the holiday. It's literally, you get like the cheap off-brand chocolate cookies that are like the outside of an Oreo.
Okay.
What are those called?
Yeah, Cookie Crunch. Is this a Deez Nuts joke?
No.
Chocolate wafer?
Yeah, chocolate wafer.
Okay.
So you pretty much just take the big chocolate wafers and chocolate wafer, whipped cream, chocolate wafer, whipped cream into a huge log, and then you cover the whole thing in whipped cream, and then you let it sit overnight in the ice box, and it gets like all soft and gooey.
Yeah.
So you bite into it, and it's just like creamy, chocolatey goodness.
You had me a log.
Yeah.
Adam Moffat on Twitter posted a delicious-looking apple crisp.
Oh, an apple crisp.
There is something about that apple crisp where you get the apples and the hot apple sauce and all that stuff, and then that crisp on top, and then you take a dollop of either cinnamon or vanilla ice cream, and you put that bitch on top. That's a fine dessert right there.
It is. The only thing is I always find myself wanting more crisp.
Right. Like, too much apple, not enough crisp. I get that. My mom used to make something called an apple Washington. I'm not sure what it was, but I remember as a kid, it was a highlight for me. Grasshopper pie, too. You ever get that?
Oh, man.
It's got real grasshopper. No, it's got like the green mint. It's green mint pie with a chocolate wafer, and it tastes like a creme de menthe cookie.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at it now.
Oh, my God. I really feel like I'm selling my son short by not making us dessert more often. I make us dinner all the time. But I don't feel like I do a dessert enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Then again, there is a correlation between that and working out. Hi, Drew Grabo Live. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Have you guys tried the elegance cake?
I get the feeling this is another Deez Nuts joke. Tell us about it.
Deez Nuts.
That doesn't make any sense.
Now I got to find out if there's really an elegance cake.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all, sir, but thank you. My mom just said, coffee after dessert and a cigarette, yum. I don't know what this recent brush with bad health has done to her, but she seems to want to be smoking again.
Is this not an isolated comment?
She's mentioned a couple of times about smoking, and I tell her, Mom, if you want to smoke, just let's go see a doctor and we'll get you the good smoke. If you want the action of smoking, we'll help you smoke something that'll get you high and make you feel good.
Well, I'll tell you what, they've got, from what I hear, you like super low THC, like CBD flower. So she could smoke something and like not get all high, but still you know, get her smoke on.
I don't know what's going on there. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Drew Grab Alive, who might you be?
David.
Hi, David. What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm good.
Oh, good.
I just listened to the dessert deal.
Yeah, it's National Dessert Day. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Now you do.
I'm a second-time caller.
All right. How'd the first time go?
Honestly, that's what I'm going to talk to you about.
Oh, all right.
You got me. You hung up on me.
Oh.
It was the other day on the porn and corn deal.
Right.
And I don't know. I just like was waiting or whatever. I didn't expect to get reached, and all of a sudden I'm on the air, and I just said something like, oh, man, I made it, and then you were done with me.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So what's the point?
Yeah. No, I just want to talk. Nothing. None of the point. Second time, made it through. So I was going to talk about fried ice cream. That's pretty good stuff.
Thanks for cleaning that up. Yeah, when we would go to Casa Gardo, one of my favorite restaurant chains of all time, Casa Gardo and Chi-Chi's. By the way, way before there was like the expensive. I love Besito. Don't get me wrong, but like there's a trend of like high end, like that. What's the other place that's out there in Wesley Chapel too? High end Mexican that costs you way too much money. I don't get it. But before all that, there was a relatively affordable Casa Gallardo, as well as Chi-Chi's experience that you could count on.
It's interesting because those there's like no middle ground anymore. They've gone the Moe's, the Chipotle, kind of the T-Flats way, or the Besito way. That middle of the road Chi-Chi's style of Mexican is gone. I love Chi-Chi's. I still get their salsa from time to time.
Chi-Chi's and Casa Gallardo were amazing. Like you could have no better birthday for me than my parents taking me to a Chi-Chi's or a Casa Gallardo, getting the fried ice cream, like this guy said, sopapillas. And that's good. Thank you for letting us walk down memory lane with you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Hey, there's also, what about that Oreo dessert? There's this Oreo dessert. It's kind of like an ice cream Oreo. Have you guys heard of that one?
I have. Yes. I just want to make sure that you get everything that's on your plate out before we talk. Before I hang up on you, I don't want you to be upset again with me.
No, I wasn't upset.
All
sounds
like you're a little hurt. Yeah.
I was a little butthurt, yeah.
I get it. Are we good now? You done? You feel like you've gotten everything out?
Yeah, for being on the radio and all. I've only called one other time a long time ago. I pranked 93.3 Power Pig.
Okay.
I did like a Jerky Boy deal and got him in like the middle of the night.
Sounds great. I would have hung up on him so we didn't have to hear that, but I don't want this guy getting butthurt again, John.
His feelings are
important. We done?
I don't know. What else can we talk about?
Nothing. No, I want to be done. I don't want to talk about anything more, but I just don't want I don't want you to be mad when I hang up on you this time. I don't want you thinking bad things about me.
You've peaked, buddy.
No, all right. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Are you sure you're done?
Yes, sir.
Nothing else you want to talk about?
Nah.
You sound like it might be something else on your mind.
I'll try. Oh, carrot cake. Carrot cake's a good one, too.
I'm not going to lie. Carrot cake. You don't like carrot cake?
Gross. The grossest dessert there is. The most disgusting dessert that exists, unless you count sweet potato pie as a dessert, which is gross too.
Oh man, I like
that's
this
gross.
Guy.
Now. That is gross.
Carrot
that's
cake's gross disgusting. There.
That's not true.
Carrot cake with that cream cheese ice cream.
Oh, that's so
that's
nice.
A dumb, disgusting dessert. No, gross.
I think you may be out of line there.
No, it's there's nothing worse than that.
When's the last time you had a piece of carrot cake?
Every time I try carrot cake, I think to myself, "This is unremarkable. What is the big deal about carrot cake?"
Is that
cake?
Right? Is that right? Is that really high? Wow.
Every time, my man.
Yeah. I'm usually the opposite. I try it. I'm like, where the hell has this been? Why am I not doing more of this?
It's the frosting that's so good.
That
it's
is
not
nice.
Really about carrots.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, cool. I like this guy.
Me too. But,
All right. Cool. I'm glad I made it through.
Me too.
All right. Cool.
All right. You hang up.
Have a good day, man.
Yeah. You hang up.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have a good day.
All right. Take care, man. We'll see ya. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I like the cut of his jib. Drew Grab Alive, who are you?
This is Dylan.
Hey, Dylan, how you doing, pal?
Pretty good. How about you?
Awesome. Thank you very much for asking. What can we do for you?
Oh, yeah. I just want to let you know, the best dessert to ever eat is eating strawberry cheesecake out of the BBW. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. All right. I can see that. Thank you.
Out of?
Out of. Well, not off of, but out of.
I'd like to, you know, the logistics are concerning.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like a nice cheesecake, too. Cheesecake deserves a place at the table, in my opinion.
Overrated.
What do you mean it's overrated? Where are you eating your cheesecake and what kind of...
Never enjoyed it.
What kind are you having?
I've had every type of cheesecake there is. I've even been to the factory where they make it.
You know what they've got there that you might really like? These might go to at the Cheesecake Factory? Banana pudding cheesecake.
I just want banana pudding. I don't need the cheesecake.
Right, but it's got the vanilla wafers on top and everything.
Last week, by the way, we got a lady who will wrestle me. She's 6'4 and 240.
Oh, in the banana pudding.
Yeah, she said she'd wrestle me in banana pudding. And then she sent me a Facebook friend request, and she sure enough is 6'4 and about 240.
Okay.
So I don't know if I want to do it now that I've seen her physique, but I do want to wrestle a girl in banana pudding.
Oh, she'll be gentle, I'm sure.
727-579-1025. Drew Grabo Live, who are you?
Mr. Garabo, Mr. Senning.
Hi, Mr. Caller.
Love you guys.
Love you back.
The last caller said that he liked to eat Tide Pods?
He did not say that. No, I don't think so.
Oh, all I heard was Tide.
Oh. He said roll Tide. He said roll Tide is something that typically is said by Alabama Crimson Tide fans. Roll Tide. And someone already mentioned fried ice cream two calls before.
Yeah,
yours.
Yeah.
So there's
I'm sorry.
Nothing here. But I don't want you thinking that I'm mad at you or anything. So do you have anything else in your agenda? No. You sure?
Garabo for president.
No, thank you. No, too many. You want to know a couple of dessert day deals you can find around town? You interested?
I am.
Sign up for TGI Friday's Friday Rewards mailing list. They'll give you a choice of a free app or a dessert. Krispy Kreme, if you sign up for their rewards mailing list, you'll get a free donut of your choice. Mrs. Fields has a discount code, 15% off with the code October. And Wendy's, enjoy a free small Frosty with the purchase of any premium. These are not desserts. A Frosty is not a dessert.
Well, I was going to say, like, are we talking about a donut as a dessert now? Which... I believe that the donut should be in the discussion because just like somebody once appropriated it a breakfast food, but why can't a donut be a dessert?
That's true. It shouldn't be a breakfast food. It should be a dessert over a breakfast food. We shouldn't have that as an acceptable thing you eat in the morning. Yeah. No one needs to start their day off with 500 empty calories. No one. Anything
donuts
else, sir?
Delicious.
No, donuts are delicious.
Sir, that's it.
What's your go-to donut, guy?
Boston cream.
Weird.
Or maybe what do they call it?
I don't know.
The curly one.
Curler,
yeah.
Yeah, like a French twist.
Man, I grew up on the donut lifestyle. We had Max's Bakery. It was a local bakery, just small town deal. Almost every morning before school, we'd go there. We'd have a chocolate milk, a donut to start the day. And that's where my obesity started.
I would get... We wouldn't get donuts very often, but every once in a while when there was like a special occasion or something somebody had to do, my mom would get a dozen. For whatever reason, that jelly donut was it to me. That was a holy grail as a kid, a jelly donut. I don't know why. Just that Dunkin' Donuts, powdered sugar everywhere, going to make a mess of any dark clothing that you might have. Man, that was good.
We couldn't be on further pages when it comes to certain things, like specifically donuts. Like, that's the donut that would just go, like, just wouldn't even touch it. Like, you open up a box, that's the last one I'm touching.
No, the shortbread donut is the last one. The plain cake donut, no one's eating that.
Yeah, nobody's eating that. I'm a big fan of the Long John.
I bet you are.
The Boston cream. Used to get those from Tim Hortons. Pop them in the microwave for about 6 seconds.
Sure.
Those are nice.
Yep. The chocolate honey dipped is a fine donut for me. 727-579-1025. A lot of varying opinions on carrot cakes going on back and forth. K-Dub said I could eat 67 of the mini coconut cupcakes from Soiree in downtown St. Pete.
Coconut cupcakes?
Coconut's gross.
Yeah.
Little fingernail clippings. Drew Grabo Live, hello, who are you?
Drew, the grasshopper pie, man. How'd you come up with that? It just brings back so many
memories. Yeah, same here. I forgot that my mom used to make those, and I remembered when how delicious it was. She has their, you'd get that glass, like cheesecake dish, and it'd just be all that creme de menthe sandwiched by chocolate wafer crust. That's everything, my man.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the cherry throw together? You get the canned cherry and you throw it in with the – this is something you can make with your son and throw it in and just mix it up with the graham cracker crust mix. And it's like cherry throw together and boom, it happens. But the other day I got a thing of ice cream sandwiches for the kids and the wife, and I had to step out of the car and use the phone for a second.
Yeah.
But then I got back in the car about 5 minutes later, and my little girl hands me this ice cream sandwich, and it's perfect. It's been melted, like, for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you've got about a good minute window when you eat an ice cream sandwich to have the perfect consistency. Because when you first get it out of the freezer, it's a brick. You can't do anything with it. You wait a couple of minutes, and you get about a good 90-second window where you have the perfect consistency of ice cream sandwich, and then it just turns to glop and gook, and you can't get that wafer off of anything. But it's a fine dessert. Wow, a lot of good dessert talk in our first segment. Hang tight if you're on the line. I do want to shift gears into something a bit more serious, and that involves yet another tragedy that we talk about way too much on the radio. It happened in Tampa yesterday. I'm beginning to think that I've been way wrong on this.
What? Oh, wow. Because I've been thinking the opposite. I was thinking that it's time to really double, triple, quadruple down on the other, you know, side of things.
On the punishment side?
Well, just that it's unacceptable, and we need to stop brainwashing ourselves that for some dumbass reason that it is. That's what I've been thinking.
That's interesting, because I went the other way, and I'm starting to think maybe we do need to embrace the fact that this could happen to anyone. Because for years I've been saying it can't happen to just anyone. It happens to bad parents. But you're not a bad parent until your kid roasts to death in your car. And we'll tell you how to prevent that next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.